The following is the realization of His Holiness Sachinandana Swami.
We can think of at least two wonderful aspects of her life. For those who knew her personally, there will be endless memories. But for those like myself who know her only by reading her memory book and hearing about her, there are at least two important lessons. Firstly, how wonderful is Krishna's mercy to send a devotee in the family of other devotees where she picks up the activities of her previous life. When we read the story of such a devotee or hear about her, we are amazed as to how spontaneously and naturally the activities of bhakti were continued. We marvel at the amount of attraction that such a devotee has, the wisdom that comes from her, the clarity of thought, etc. But even deeper still is our amazement of Krishna's mercy, who is grateful to his devotees for the services rendered by them to him, and who always guides them to the next destination after their death, from where they can proceed nicely. Krishna never forgets, and he is always very benevolent. And secondly, what makes us think deeply is the manner of and the premature death of Nandarani. Why did it happen in this way, and why at such an early age? At such a time, we can only think of grandfather Bhishma, who asked the same question regarding the Pandavas and the trials they had to undergo. Bhishma Dev answered his own question, "Oh, what terrible sufferings and what terrible injustices you good souls suffer for being the sons of religion personified. You did not deserve to remain alive under those tribulations, yet you were protected by the Brahmanas, God, and religion." With tears of love and affection, Bhishma Dev exclaimed, "O King, no one can know the plan of the Lord Sri Krishna. Even the great philosophers inquire exhaustively, they are bewildered. Yet Lord Krishna's plan is always mysterious. How he brings a soul into our association and how he takes a soul away is all his merciful arrangement. And in all cases, it is wonderful and only for the best of everyone." In this way, Nandarani's appearance and disappearance show us the inconceivable workings of the Lord and make us think deeply about Lord Krishna's compassion. In the Sri Krishna Lila Stava by Sanatan Goswami, there are some very nice prayers about Krishna's compassion. "O Lord, I repeatedly offer my humble obeisances unto your glorious quality of compassion. Although I am fallen, sinful, wretched, and a cheater, you are nevertheless unlimitedly merciful. O Krishna, may your compassion grant me pure ecstatic love for you and the opportunity to constantly hear and chant about your unlimited glories. May your compassion award me the opportunity to receive your affection and sidelong glance. Let us all take shelter at the unlimited and inexplainable compassion of the Lord." We are approaching Radhastami, Srimati Radharani's appearance day, in a few days. Srimati Radharani is the full manifestation of the Lord's compassionate nature. Let us humbly request her to bestow her mercy on all of us. But what do we do with the all too human feelings of grief? Grief when a beloved person leaves. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a very beautiful poem which is known as Shoka Shatana, that means the dispellation of grief. It describes how Lord Chaitanya once called the son of Shiva's back, who had just given up his body. The Lord said to the dead boy, "Why did you leave Shiva's house?" The boy replied, "Lord, you control my destiny. Who has the power to act against your will?" Hearing the dead boy's reply in this way to the Lord's question, all the devotees became filled with wonder. The boy further said, "I have already experienced the days that were allotted for the spotty. That allotment is now ended. I cannot stop that end. Now I must go to the city of another body. I have no power to stop the destiny of this body. Please be merciful that I may not forget you. Who is anyone's father, O Lord? Who is anyone's son? Everyone experiences the results of his own karma. My auspicious days of staying in Shiva's home are now in the past. Now I will do something else. Now I will go to another's home." Then the boy became silent and left the body. All of those who stood around let go of all their sorrows, because they understood that everyone moves under the sweet control of Krishna. Just a few days before his own departure, Srila Prabhupada dictated into the microphone, "To understand that everyone and everything moves under the sweet control of Krishna, this understanding is called Krishna consciousness." I wish that all of us who have been touched in one way or another by Nandarani can strengthen their faith in Lord Krishna's merciful but sometimes inexplainable arrangements. Hare Krishna.